This year, London is celebrating the 160th anniversary of one of its most famous icons, the London Underground, aka the Tube. The Underground Passenger Railway was first proposed by Charles Pearson, a city solicitor, as part of a city improvement plan. In 1843, a pioneering tunnel connecting South East London and East London had opened. The Thames Tunnel had become a major tourist attraction, as well as a speedy way to cross the city by carriage or on foot. Why not, thought Pearson, do the same and provide transportation too? On the 10th of January 1863, the world's first London Underground line opened between Paddington, then Bishop's Road, and Farringdon Street in London. Based on the overground train, wooden carriages were pulled along by steam locomotives that burned coke and later coal. This made for an uncomfortable journey, but it was a phenomenal success, carrying 9.5 million passengers in the first year. In 1890, the problem of smoke filling the tunnels was dealt with, and the first electric-powered passenger railway, the sustainable transport of the future, was born. The London Underground name first appeared in 1908. However, it had been nicknamed the Tube since the late 19th century. During World Wars I and II, underground stations functioned as air raid shelters, with the tunnels of the unused Aldwych line storing artifacts from the British Museum. Over the century since, it branched out into 11 lines, using some 250 miles of railway track. Around 5 million passenger journeys take place every day to or from 272 stations. Despite its name, more than half of the system is actually overground, particularly that serving the city's peripheries. The arrival of the Tube meant that travelling through London became increasingly manageable. It took less time to reach the centre from areas that had previously been avoided by Londoners and that were not considered residential. With the Tube, people could now commute to work in London or travel into the city for pleasure, leading to the expansion of the suburbs and the growth of the city as a cultural and commercial centre. The Tube radically changed London's size, shape, and potential.